I wonder if 500 years from now, conservators at the Getty or its equivalent will be painstakingly preserving record album covers. If so, some of it will undoubtedly include the work of the artist and graphic designer Stephen Byram. Byram, for instance, designed the cover for the Beastie Boys' 1980s mega hit License to Ill. But he's also done a line of minimal, elegant covers for highbrow jazz labels. As a kid, Byram really wanted to be in on the first part of album making as a musician.
You know, I wanted to be in a band, right? Everybody wanted to be in a band then, especially out in the Bay Area. And I don't know, after buying a bass guitar and noodling around a bit, I realized that it wasn't very good.
But luckily, he got seduced by rock and roll poster art.
It was a golden age of poster design because they were working with printers, trying things that hadn't been tried before. They were using, like, you know, combinations of colors, and they were trying to achieve effects that, I mean, it was really totally experimental. And it was really cool to grow up in that dirt. All throughout high school, I collected all those posters. They were all over my room, on the ceiling, on the walls. The first poster that I collected was of the Butterfield Blues Band. It had this really beautiful, weird, kind of serpentine lettering. And I think the thing that fascinated me about it the most, and the thing that I remember consciously trying to do at the time, was I was trying to draw lettering like that. The music posters, it was like kind of like my introduction to art. I didn't really care much about painting or, you know, anything that would have been or is considered fine art, but, you know, the posters and music related artwork really spoke to me and opened my eyes in a big way. But I came at it from that standpoint, not because, oh, I wanted to study art. And I was just kind of drifting around. I didn't know what I wanted to do with myself. And there was a radio station out in San Francisco, KSAM. If you're going to San Francisco. They had a contest asking just people from the audience to design a billboard. And the winner would have the billboard actually produced and put up somewhere around the Bay Area. And I thought, wow, that's cool. So, God, I think I made up some sort of, you know, kind of cartoony Art Deco looking radio with the call letters of the station coming out of the, oh, you know, a horn on top of it. You know, it was kind of like, yeah, it was kind of silly, but I submitted it and I've never heard back from anybody. And a couple weeks later, I was walking around in San Francisco and there was an art supply store that had the winner and the 10 runners up displayed in the window of the art supply store. And I walked by the place and mine was one of them was up there and I went, Jesus. But, you know, and I thought, wow, I mean, I could really, wow, this is something. So, I mean, after that, I kind of found my way into art school in San Francisco. I was on the road. Music was something that I really, really loved, and I realized that I didn't have any musical aptitude at all. But maybe I could be real close to it by doing artwork that was involved with it. And I fantasized that it would be, well, it'd be like kind of like being in the band, right? Because you'd get to hang out with people and talk about the music and what it meant and all that kind of stuff. In some ways, it's kind of like that. I mean, not that we sit around and, you know, talk about what the music and the artwork means, but it's like I have had the opportunity to make, you know, like a contribution that almost, you know, that it's kind of like playing, only it's the visual part of it.
Graphic designer Stephen Byram. You can see some of his work at studio360.org. Studio 360's Rob Weisberg produced our story. Is there some creative work, a film, a book, or a song that's changed your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our free weekly podcast of the show, as well as our free weekly newsletter all about Studio 360. And that is it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you listen again next week. Studio 360 is a production of WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Vital Mulad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike
Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Catherine Epstein,
Kurt Schlachter,
Josie Holtzman,
Nick Haling.
Thanks also to Tommy Tripodes, and our theme music is by David Van Tiegen.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, by the SC Group, whose charitable resources include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds at fjc.org, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.